Hello everybody, nice to be back in Manchester. Okay, I'm going to start off with a poem that's in this book, which is for sale over on the Blinking Eye stand. If you want to buy a copy, if you haven't got one already, I will sign it for you. This is a poem for Rob, who should be here, but he isn't. It's called Afterworld. How are you now in your polished box? What pared-down perfection have you achieved? Are your ribs like the struts of empty boats lying side by side, facing each other? What smoothness, what sheen on the roof of your skull might we find if we chose to look beneath the lid? Here's the remarkable symmetry of your legs, the cup and groove of every step you took, the secret of your dancing, the way you sat, snug as a mathematician's divider. You're exactly where they laid you, the red baseball cap, unbleached by all the summers, only slightly disturbed by the falling away of flesh. I'd forgotten they dressed you for the occasion, deliberately. Clothing makes you less real. I prefer to think of the final state. Bones are facts. They're indisputable. It's best when we stop imagining the voice on the phone, the creaking chair, that the person at the bus stop might be you. This one's called Learning the Language of Buses. They arrived in the city of noise, overdressed and lost with their half-awake smiles. For 12 hours, the plane had been a void between the moon and what they'd left behind. Another country. No coinage she'd ever own. Here was a vocabulary of smog and resentment, glottal stops of surprise and unfinished sentences. A pub caterwauled on almost every corner. They'd chosen a painted capital, a circus of lights. Not this sooty England, this nation of billboards. She'd shown the driver her purse. How much, she'd asked. Take courage, her eldest said. Make mine a moccasin. Sodium and neon and the more familiar moon picked out their belongings, cases and parcels that didn't belong. They were three in the bed, listening to the strange language of buses. The walls shook. A train mumbled underground. Northern Line, Piccadilly, change at St Pancras, embankment. This way out, no way out. She closed her eyes and tried to sleep. A teacher has clipped her 8-year-old for choosing the airless cupboard to the playground. She pushes past navy coats, ice runs by the toilets and popped milk cartons to find out why. Schubert's trout is tinkling in the hall. A class is in mid-chant. A new sound this, her black stilettos on wooden floors. There are pockmarks where others have been before. He'd wanted the solace of paints. Blue like the sky, red like the earth. But the earth is brown, his teacher says. All this time, and he doesn't forget. Her eldest has been staring at her again. Max Factor, she says. Rimmel and Fab, get with it. Her breath smells odd. She has a new way of standing, a mannered slouch. Open the box, take the money. She counts. Rent on a Friday, gas, milk, coal. And she names McFisheries, Walton's, United Dairies, Airmail, please. Par Avion, please. Always say please. One to Finsbury Park, please. The silver machine ratchets. The conductor rings the bell, twice to start, once to stop. The white woman opposite her is talking about him. Over here, pink hands, rubber lips. Her big yellow hair is nodding. She has plastic eyelashes. At the stop, he helps with the shopping basket. The big yellow head is still nodding as the bus pulls away. There's a plane overhead. She's dazzled by its brilliance. The man with the newsprint thumbs is watching her. My daughter says fab, and my son sees red earth. He smiles and shrugs. She buys flowers from Coles, 12 early daffodils. It's nearly spring. Soon they'll be growing everywhere. This next one's about a holiday I had in France, which is very different to the holiday I've just come back from in Cornwall, where it rained incessantly. France was lovely and sunny. This is called Capture a Sound. The cool ring of a woman's voice over polished floors, the tiled interiors of bistros, bars, roadside tabacs, the clatter of plates, coins slapped down on wood, on zinc, the flick of a lighter. Laughter comes as thick as coarse tobacco and twice as dark. The exact sound of summer, no other like it. Bikes slice past, a collective funk of gears changing down. On Vontu, the campeurs chat effortlessly, basso profundo in the pure air. A bell rings out over Roussillon. The dust gorges its clapped out throat. Bees shroud the valley floor. Lavender's a noisy business. Some nights a cork squeals free and pops. A tent's unzipped, zipped up, unzipped, zipped up. Snake pea hisses and wriggles in moonlight or shrivels in secret behind the bushes. You lie awake, listening. A litany, a chorus, plain song, the telephone chirp of Sigal, an owl, ibu, ibu, a distant car. Only the heat lightning has nothing to say. It keeps up its silent babble all night. It has an unmistakable talent for white, a visual click that stays like a stuck needle. Last poem I'm going to read is called Seven. Being 7 year old seems like a long time ago now. Seven. It's the pitted moon and the stars and wondering if Hillary and Tenzing are women. It's not being able to breathe in the swimming baths, the four red finger marks of a slap, the long worm trailing from a bucket. Seven is green, lawnmowers, vosine, the smell of crushed mint trodden underfoot, four-leafed clovers, mostly it's cabbage. And if it's a Wednesday sort of day, then it's standing at the top of the garden thinking, this is me in my stripy t-shirt and crumpled shorts, holding out my arms like Jesus. That's what seven is. Eating orange peel from the dustbin, lapping rainwater like a dog. Seven is ping pong looks over my head, secret smiles, unsaid words. I say, good night, God bless, I love you, mummy. She rocks my nightmares to the corners of the room. That's where it is, on TV. The White Heather Club and Robin Hall and Jimmy McGregor. Four Guinness bottles rattling in the basket on wheels. There are wolves down Hoop Lane. There's smoke from the crematorium. Letters from America arrive on shiny brown lino. There's beetroot on the table, Battenberg cake and cups of tea. The radio says Hilversum and Alloa. There's an orange thing in the back that comes on and goes off like a street light. It crackles and smells of dead insects. Here is the news. The white dot in the middle of the screen gets smaller and smaller, and curiouser aren't real words, everyone knows. I'm multiplied by 7 and add 3 now. I shouldn't be thinking like this. But still, nothing's changed. It's odd. The more I look, the more it stays the same. Thank you very much. And these are for sale over on the Blinking Eye store. Okay.